Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpin. Thank you for tuning into the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpin review titled Going the Distance, featuring Josh, Shane, and Drew. On today's show, we play the domain game featuring Yowza.com, Timescape.com, and Supercomputer.org. Then we've got the Namejet in a Jet segment sponsored by Namejet. And we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including QF.org, RiskAnalysis.com, Sparky.com, and DragonTiger.com. We also talk about marathons, motivation, and how all that relates to domain names and domain investing. All that and more is coming up on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at DomainSherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at DS.TV. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button where you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Skiv.com, formerly Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. And now, big shout out to Unstoppable Domains. Unstoppable gives you the most cutting edge tools to buy and sell domains. You get free back orders, their API, their new AI assistant for easily searching and managing domains, plus build your own custom landers and SEO content with their AI site builder. Try them out at unstoppabledomains.com. Also, big shout out to DNX.com. DNX is the domain name intelligence platform featuring all-in-one search results from the top marketplaces, including GoDaddy, Cedo, and Atom. DNX is the most advanced way to find and acquire your domain name, so go to DNX.com. today. And also, big shout out to appraise.net, instant AI powered domain appraisals with retail price ranges and detailed justification for every name. Whether you're buying, selling, or building your portfolio, know what your domains are really worth. Beyond the range, each appraisal includes a breakdown of the domain's multicultural reach, strengths and weaknesses, and a market analysis covering the best use case, industry, and likely buyer profile. Get your first month for just $1 to appraise.net/domainsherpa. And last but certainly not least, big shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at mediaoptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and domain investing. Also, we've got a few domain conferences and meetings to mention. We've got the upcoming ICA gathering happening in New York City, May 19th and 20th. Space is limited and the time to register is running out, so go to internetcommerce.org for more information. And we also have NamesCon 2026 taking place in Miami, November 11th and 12th. Go to namescon.com for more information and to register. So with all that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, and I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs, the best in the biz, living legends, my homies, all that good stuff, giving it to you live. Recorded actually, but still all good. And then, so there's four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. That's where I intro the Sherpas, see what's going on with them, talk about some related things, some unrelated things. Then we got the domain game. That's what we hear about with the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses. We keep score and somehow, some way, someday get some swag to the winners. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. I'm riding a 2-0 streak. I've won the last two times. Let's see if somebody can dethrone the champ. But I do have something to say about that. It's kind of interesting. But we'll get to that. Then we got Namejet Gonna Jet. We review a list of domains coming up for auction on Namejet. And then last but not least, we got Grand Closing, where we discuss anything we haven't covered already, what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, and allowing our guests to mention and promote anything they want to talk about that we've not already discussed, or maybe that we already have. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got no rules here. We can talk about what we want when we want. And so let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my left, we got my boy Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger, the Sniper, a.k.a. Drew. Drew got what I need, a.k.a. every Rosner has its thorn, a.k.a. never gonna give Drew up. Get Rick Roll, Greybeard, the Domain Pirate, the Domain Don.
I have a domain offer you can't refuse.
What's up,
use.
Man? All good. You know, just head down, trying to grind it out these last couple of months before the summer. Trying to grind it out the last couple of days here of April before we go into May. I have a funny feeling he's going to be sell in May and run the fuck away. That's it. You know, just trying to make it happen. And that's it. That's all I got for you.
All right, man. Well, you rocking them rose colored glasses. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
These are orange, in fact.
Okay. They look a little pink. They look a little pink on the.
I ordered a new round. A few different. These blue blockers. I'm telling you, y'all got to get your blue blockers on. We should get one of these guys to sponsor. We should get one of these guys to sponsor.
I have some blue light blocking glasses. I don't wear them very often.
Now to my lower left, we got my boy Josh Reason, a.k.a. Bjorn Borg, a.k.a. Prince Harry, a.k.a. Harry Kane, a.k.a. Prince Harry Kane, a.k.a. Chicka Chicka Slim Shady, a.k.a. Josh of House Targaryen with that blonde hair. You know what I'm saying? A.k.a. Pickleball, a.k.a. DNX is dark and hell is hot. X gonna give it to you, a.k.a. stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop. What's up, dude? How are you?
What's up, man? I'm all good. Back-to-back weeks on Domain Sherpa. Let's go,
baby. House of the Dragon in this piece. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? all right, man. Speaking of pickleball, you've been playing a lot. Like, what's good, man? It's beautiful out.
Nah, not really. Not really. Twice, two, three times a week. Been working out still, though, like hitting the gym a little bit more, but working. Kids are getting older as well. Kids are getting older. We got like soccer practices, flag football.
Yeah, I've seen. I see some of the clips you posted. You know what I'm saying? I love it, man. It brings me back. It goes fast, dude. You blink like my kids were your age or your kids' ages. Now they're my kids' ages, and soon they'll be Shane's kids' ages.
My kids are ready to about that. Not gonna have a kid, but she's getting in that age, man.
Oh, man. It goes so fast.
27. Like 27 years old. That's a grown ass person. It's
crazy. I know. I remember my parents like kind of feeling away when I turned 40. You know, they're like, how do I have a 40-year-old child? You know what I mean? And like,
that's what I said. Like, the same thing.
That shit gets like, you know, it gets kind of crazy. But Josh, man, I saw the, you guys, it was either soccer or flag, out there at the Nocatee Park, man. Those are the memories, dude. We used to have like, those are great Saturdays. You go out there, a nice day with a cooler. Yeah.
Actually, when I first rolled up here, whenever it was, you were always over in the North Park because,
dude, that was it, man. I missed that. You know, it changes.
You know who doesn't miss it? My brother, when he lost his entire life traveling around with me doing nothing while I played soccer the whole time.
yeah, riding shotgun and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Literally, that's the worst moments. You mentioned it. My brother starts convulsing when you talk like that. Like
I've lost my whole childhood.
12 years, and you didn't even play pro.
Yeah, my brother says the same thing about me with tennis. He used to come all over the country with me, and he used to hate it.
Wow. Try to make it worthwhile as best you can for the siblings, and you know, try to do the things, but. Yeah, it's all good, man. It's all part of it. But that's great. Great, beautiful times, man. Enjoy it. And actually, my kids wanted to start playing some pickleball. They played with friends the other day. So now they're like all setting the net up again and getting out after it. And
boom.
Like, all right, well, you know, I'm going to have to bring my boy Josh. We're going to play some pickleball.
Tell them to like practice for a couple of weeks and I'll come over and just like light their ass up.
Let's go. Let them know. The second they start feeling any kind of way like good about themselves, it's like I'm here to demoralize them. And that's it. Let's go. Show them that there's levels to this. Anyway, all right. Well, good stuff. Let's keep it moving. Last but certainly not least, we got my boy Shane Coltra, a.k.a. Sugar Shane, a.k.a. Honey Shane, a.k.a. Mike Rowe, a.k.a. Blame It on Shane, a.k.a. House of Shane, a.k.a. the Blue Oyster Coltra, a.k.a. the Coltra Personality, the Coltra Club, doing it for the Coltra, a.k.a. Chain. What's going on, man? How are you?
Good. Since the last time I was on here, we've opened Winterline. We're officially announced and came out of stealth. And
boom.
Already on the road. I went down to Miami to a conference.
Yeah.
Amazing. Like, you want to be invigorated. Go to people that are building shit. Like, it was health, one section health, one AI, one defense, and one international. And then I think a quarter of it was maybe 200 seed startups. They all had little booths, like younger university students, and they're all talking about, some of them were silly, some of them were amazing, but all of them were excited, right? And it was just... seeing what they're doing too. Like there were hospital beds like going around the show by themselves, carrying people to the next thing. There were WALL-E like things all over the defense drones. There were missiles, and it was unbelievable. The brightest minds, like, you know, I told Adam, I said, hey, am I cool? Like, I went to talk to the head of Future Record. Oh man, you'd think I would remember that, but it's a MasterCard company, and they watch the entire world, and all they talked about is MasterCard put in $12 billion to security for. And I was like, Adam, you mind if I mention cybersecurity to them? He's like, yeah, you go over there. But I talked to him, and yeah, just amazing. The guy from the CEO of his Ring was there telling stories, just invigorating, like really good stuff. So it was a great week. I enjoy these conversations, and Drew can speak better than anything. Part of the best thing about our industry is being able to talk to the people that are building incredible companies and smart minds.
Oh yeah.
It just, even if a deal isn't made, a good conversation is it's just amazing. Yeah. So I'm 100%. Invigorated, man. I'm feeling it. I'm at that age. You guys just talked about the kids. Like, there's two points in your life you can go after it. It's when you don't have kids or responsibilities, and when all the kids are gone and all their responsibility gone, those edges are fantastic time. So yeah. I'm having a good time. You see the smile on my face more than ever.
Well, but I would agree with you. I think that when you get to, you know, one of the cool things about our business and industry is that we do get to touch so many different founders and, you know, executives that are literally building all sorts of cool, crazy stuff. And like, you know, some of the biggest companies in the world, some of the, call it the most, you know, sort of not smallest, but like the, you know, you're in so early with some of these guys, and it's just really, really cool. And, Yeah. And it's and there's a lot of crazy stuff happening out there. So, well, good stuff. And congratulations on the launch of Winterline. I think that's very, very exciting. And
with our friend Sean Markey.
And actually, that was the thing I was going to say. So, you know, Sean brought it up on X about the domain game, you know, how I have an unfair advantage because I get to guess on three names when everybody else really only gets to guess on two. You know what I'm saying? So technically,
that is a mathematical advantage.
It is a mathematical advantage.
I mean, it's pretty significant. It's a 33% back that mathematical advantage.
I know. So I should win all the time. So I'm on this like two game winning.
The fact that you don't actually just shows actually, you know, you maybe ain't that dude.
Hey, look, man, two in a row, as I should be. You know what I'm saying? Just based on numbers. You know, but if it gets close, like in the, you know, the overtimes and things, like I do bow out occasionally, you know what I mean, to keep it kind of even. But yes, I do have the advantage. So I should win all the time. But I have been winning. So, you know, it's kind of all working at the moment. But shout out to Sean for calling the my mathematical advantage. I'd gotten away with it. Like, I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you meddling Markey. You know what I'm saying? And but hey, speaking of which, let's slide right into the domain game and get it popping. Drew, you got a buy or a sell? What you got?
All right. I got a buy that I bought yesterday. But you got to be honest if you were in the auction.
Okay.
The domain is yowza.com.
I didn't stick around, so I'm in this.
Like, yowza. Right, so
Y-O-W-Z-A.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
You're too young to have and too European to have used it, but.
Yowza. No, I used it.
Okay, I knew where it was. I'm just that last hour can mean anything. So
I have no idea even where it was. I have no idea about this name.
See, so there's also other advantages in the domain game, depending on, like, you know.
Oh yeah, if it's auction, I have a huge advantage because I'm tracking, but I don't pay attention once I'm out. Right, it's dead to me once I leave.
Oh man, I don't feel good. That's one at all. I have no clue. No clue.
Yowza.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1. All right, I have 2,500. Josh is 5,000 and Shane is 10,500.
Yeah, Josh won.
Woo! Oh, bang.
Josh won. There? Josh is off by $20.
Oh, okay, Josh.
I got it. Dude, for that's where I left 4,980.
Okay.
Man, yowza. I left it. So I must have left it to you.
So. Interestingly, I had a I had a proxy of 5555 and I walked away with it at 4980. And I was pretty damn excited because I didn't think I was actually going to win that. And I like it. I think Yowza is like, it's like a Yahoo. You know what I mean? It's like, Yowza is just a cool ass. It's just funny. It's just fun.
It's a five letter perfect word. Yeah.
It's a perfect little fun expression that's like known and but not too common that it becomes, you know, specific. And you know, and it means exciting or, you know, shocked, but in a positive way. Yowza. It's great. I love it. So I have no idea what I'm gonna do that, but I really got unusually excited to win yowza.com for under $5,000.
Yeah. Love the name. It's not used as much as it used to, but it's still one of those words that everybody knows.
But you know what? This is look, I don't believe in coincidences, and I do very much believe in what is the word? Into the sea.
It's pretty broad.
anyways, when things happen, like sort of for a reason. Well, it's another way of saying it. And so anyways, this morning I'm driving my daughter to school, my son to school. And there's a guy, I'm at a stoplight, and there's a guy walks past us. It's funny, he's in like suit pants and he's got like a shirt, like a button down shirt on, but he's got like a almost like a biking jersey pulled down over the shirt. And it's got like, it's kind of like the Andy Warhol, you know, comic book thing where it's like, you know, bing, pow, you know, the Batman sounds. And one of these things was yowza. And it was on this shirt. And it was like, I mean, I couldn't even tell you the last time I saw or heard yowza. But this morning on the way to school, there it is on this guy's shirt. And I was like, I bought this name for a reason. This is going to be, I'm going to make $1 million in this domain.
Oh, I love it.
It is, man. It's a sign. It's a sign. Yowza.
Yowza.
Yowza. All right. Well, good stuff and good shit. Let's keep it moving. Josh, with the point, you got the next name on the in the game. What's up?
I do a buy. Since I was hating on Snap last week, I'll give a shout out to JT for helping me get my account back in good standing.
Shout out to Josh, the other Josh.
Big shout out to Josh.
That's the homie.
So and then right after I won all the auctions that I was participating in, just to, you know, show him that I was serious.
let him know it was worthy
that
the effort of getting.
They've had some banger names coming across lately, so
yeah.
By the way, we're referring to Josh Allen at Snap Names and NameJet and
at Buffalo.
Hey, can I just ask someone, is there any reason to bid on NameJet versus Snap versus, you know, one or the other? I mean, they both have the same names, right?
I think it used to be a thing where there was an additional fee that was tacked on NameJet that was not tacked on Snap, but I haven't bid on NameJet for 10 years, so I don't know if that still exists.
NameJet did have a fee for credit card charges that Snap did not for a bit, I believe. Yeah. And I should know that because I ran them both, but I don't know if Snap since added it, and now if they've, you know, consolidated the payment piece, I don't know. So, but otherwise the inventory pulls from the same place. It really just becomes a preference based on which interface do you like better.
Yeah.
And actually, I think they're even more similar.
It is kind of weird because the interfaces are almost the same now. Like it's like two extra points to the same thing. It is kind of weird.
Well, you know, the longstanding brand, some people are very particular. In some cases, you have old like API access and stuff where some people just, you know, are like, you know, they're continuing. You know.
We still have Afternic and we still have GoDaddy. Like there's a reason why people keep brands.
My assumption was always that the reason they did it was that you have all these legacy back orders that would disappear if you consolidated, right? And from one or the other platform, probably.
Yeah.
Snap the older one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Snap, I think, was launched with Moniker back when Monty launched Moniker. Didn't he launch Snap Names?
Yes. Pretty sure. You know, now you're at it. This is...
We're going back.
Walk down memory lane here.
Well, and the NameJet obviously was the consolidated effort between Enom and Network Solutions, you know, to monetize their.
Because then, what was it, Oak Tree or Oak Hill or whatever capital that bought then Moniker and Snap Names and later Domain Sponsor.
But just, you know, talking about history, if you remember, Josh was with us in when we were in Portugal, when I was in Portugal actually for the first time when they did NamesCon Europe. So he was there for that. And he's actually the reason I have the microphone that I do. It was after COVID. He had the hookup and I was like, dude, I'm going to be on all these calls. I wanted the same setup as you. He schooled me to the board and the mic. So that's how I ended up with my setup. So shout out to him. We got to get him on the show. I got to talk to him, Mike White, you know, get those guys on here. Talk a little bit about some NameJet, Snap Names. They can actually answer all of these questions.
Dude, that would be cool. Yeah.
So
speaking of NameJet, great domain name expired, bitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.com.
I'm going hard.
I'm going hard for Bitcoin.
That's a fantastic one. Yeah.
I do love
that's
it.
That's Bitcoin in Alabama.
I heard
So wait, what's the name that you bought, Josh?
2 days ago, I bought timescape.com.
Timescape.
We were talking about this on the last show. It's funny. Timescape. I actually was looking for it on NameJet and couldn't even find it. Like, I think it was already in auction maybe.
I told you on the last show that I was going to buy it, yeah.
I know, and I actually looked for it for a second, but then, like, I think it was in auction already maybe. It wasn't, like, because I was going to add it to the list.
Multidimensional treatment of time. Timescape.
Timescape.com. All right, hold on.
Landscaping of time.
All right, let's go.
Hold on. I'm thinking. You bought it?
Bought it.
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Ooh. Oh, we're like way.
That's too tight here.
I'm at 3,000. Shane's at 3,580. And Drew's at 3,869.
Shane got sandwiched.
Who
was the high? Drew was the high.
I'm the high.
Yeah. I paid six.
Man. All right. That's big. So, all right. So then currently, all right, so Drew and Josh each have a point.
So
I'm going to bow out for the overtime, you know what I'm saying? So there's no overtime. I'm going to let Shane do it. I'm not even going to guess, and I'm going to leave it to you two. You know what I'm saying? There you go. See? Anyway, Timescape. So what you think, Josh? I mean, 6 Gs? I mean, it's a cool name.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to buy it. Like, any good name at auction really is going to go in that, like, 5K range. And then, like, the really good names are going to go, like, way higher. So, I like it.
And yet I got Yowza for $49.80.
So, here's the big question. How long till you and the last two guy? Like, I was at something that took it from 500 with the same person all the way up to $3,000. So, if that other person wasn't in, where'd that go from there?
Like, 3.5. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I can tell. Like, if the other person wasn't in, or they weren't so adamant, you could take off two of the three, probably.
It's almost always the case, right?
Yeah. Like, that's why you can't, these are tough, because it could be a 3,000, it could be a 6,000, all depending on one other person.
100%. 100%. Sometimes, I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I'm just like, you know, fuck, I'm winning this name. I'll pay
That's where I was yesterday with somebody, and we both felt the same way, and it got to the point, like, dude, this is just throwing our shit on the table, right? Like, it has nothing to do with a domain anymore.
Yeah. I'm in an auction like that right now on GoDaddy.
I'm like researching his family. Like, I'm going through everything he did.
You're bidding against me, dude. You're bidding against me. If you're bidding on a name on GoDaddy right now and you feel like you're in an auction, you're bidding against me. I know what name it is.
All right, let's talk about it. We'll talk about it post show.
I think it is.
Probably is. Yeah. You and I would have an equal interest in it.
Dude. I want that name too.
All right, we gonna talk, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. We gonna talk about it. You know?
I was like, who wants this? Like, this is already on a high. Who is this guy?
I'm a high bidder at the moment, right?
Yeah, you just outbid me yesterday. Yeah,
that's right, yo. For what it's worth, Drew's the one who put me on. Drew.
Thanks, Drew. Appreciate that, Drew.
So anyway, but yeah, all right, we're going to talk about this, dog. We're going to save ourselves some money. We're going to, you know what I'm saying? This is going to be a team up.
We've already bid that up way higher than it should go.
I'll just cancel my account. You know what I'm saying? When that's it, I'm just not going to pay it. You know?
He can just buy your account.
Anyway, you're right. We probably, that's really funny. All right, well, we're going to talk about it. Anyway, all right, well, congratulations to Drew with the point. Shane's going to drop the final name, and we've got Drew and Josh in the final. So my streak ends, and we're going to see what's good. All right, what do you got, Shane?
All right, it's a buy, and it's a couple of weeks ago, but supercomputer.org. Supercomputer.org.
I like that name.
Seems like they go together pretty well, in my opinion.
Supercomputer.org.
'67 registration.
Supercomputer. Was it? What, no, I mean, obviously not. But how long is it? How old is it?
I actually didn't look. I actually have no idea. I really didn't look.
What?
Oh.
I don't ask the ladies and I don't ask my domains how old they are when I pick them up.
I don't ask about the age. That's a great thing about these domains. I get older and stay the same age.
Something up, I don't ask how old it is.
All right, 3, 2, 1, flip it. All right. So Josh is at 385. Drew's at 2,369. I would have been at 1,500 for what it's worth, but go ahead.
Drew won $2,080.
Boom. Drew would have been the big winner, man.
I'm the master.
That's it. Drew with the win.
Boom.
All right. Nice job.
Yeah.
Was it a GoDaddy auction or what's the deal?
Yeah, it was GoDaddy. GoDaddy. But like I said, NameJet, there's some solid names coming through. I mean, they don't all make it to the end, like the three letters.
All the platforms at the moment have just bangers coming through. It's really.
Yeah, you can spend a lot of money right now and it's.
Totally.
But. I mean, prices are high. Like what was I doing? Oh, I really wanted Terra.xyz. And of course Booth is in there and I'm like, oh, Booth wants it. And then boom, two more people come in there and it's like 12 grand, 13 grand. I'm like, geez, like
what is it? Terra.xyz? T-E-R-R-A?
T-E-R-R-A. Terra.
Wow, like,
that's Terra Nova. Yeah, that's a beautiful name. Like that was a name that I was willing to go 10.
Yeah, except that Terra Luna already went, you know, tits up. So
yeah, but Terra's.
Yeah, I mean Terra's just
Terra Nova is what I think. Like
sign, you know, it's future facing. It means Earth. Yeah. It's like
I didn't see what the final was, but I think it was at 12 or 13 when I stopped looking.
Yeah, very cool name. Yeah, all right, well, good stuff. All right, well, boom. With that, the domain game is a wrap. Drew with the big win. And Billy, give him some kind of cheers. Give him some, let's get some celebrations. All that good stuff.
Right. Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
With that, we're going to keep it moving. We got the NameJet Gonna Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. We're going to review a list of domains coming up for auction, see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. Go to domain. Oh, you know what I didn't do? Dang, man, this is where I got to get better about being on top of my stuff. We're going to do the appraise.net appraisals on all the names that we just did, and we will post those in the show notes as well. So we'll definitely see what the
I like about appraise.net is when you go in there and it says, would you only like to pay one credit? Because other people have already done this appraisal.
So, yeah.
And I'm like, damn.
Well, you know, it's interesting because it's actually like an extra data point.
Yes. Yeah, no, well, agree. It's funny. I was actually going to talk about this with Leo and see what his, you know, because it is an interesting thing. So it saves somebody else money, but it also tips people off to the fact that names are being looked at, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like... It's cool, but it's almost like, well, A, I guess I'm like, wait, I've already paid to have it appraised. Why would I want a potential competitor to be getting the same benefit for less? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It
would at least save you two tokens, but...
Two credits. But this is what I'm saying. Like, I'm paying now. Look, you and I are going to be going after the same name potentially. So we're both wanting to get as much information and as, you know, an analysis on a domain as we can. I've already paid 3 credits, so now you're only paying 1 credit. You know someone else is looking at it. So now, not only, it's almost like when we, back in the day, we hid the amount of bids on domains that were in the drop, like for the expiring, not expiring, but in the actual dropping domains at Snapname's NameJet, right? Because the idea being that some people, the way they sort their list, would go and just say, hey, I want to just see which names have the most back orders, right? But we would actually hide the amount of back orders beyond 3, because the idea being that, you know, we don't, people would get annoyed and say, why? I don't want my research to benefit other people. So it's like, I'm doing all this extra research, realizing that a name has value, putting a back order in on it. Now somebody is effectively using the fact that I have a back order in as a way to sort and, you know, kind of make it easier for themselves. So effectively my work is now being, you know, sort of secondarily provided to somebody else, you know? And enough people brought it up as an issue so that we actually hid the amount of back orders above a certain number so that, you know, people couldn't just piggyback off of other people's research. This sort of lets you do that, you know, and it's an interesting thing. So
yeah, I would pay it. Leo, you want a business model? I'd pay a token or a coin to give you my list of domains. And if anybody does an appraisal on it, let me know.
Oh, that's interesting. That's another piece to it too. You know, like there's definitely some different angles and things to that they'll have opportunities to think through and kind of decide, you know, what they want to do about that. And, you know, and like you said, different business opportunities as well. So we'll appraise all those through appraise.net. And then I may bring them up on the show. We'll just post them in the show notes. No, well, we'll do it, but we'll just post them in the show notes as opposed to mentioning specifically.
Oh, yeah, I gotcha. Show.
You know, so let me see if there's any. Okay, Timescape, I can tell you that one. 250K, Josh, 250K for Timescape.
So, cash.
Rich.
Pretty sick. And let's see. Let's just do these right now. Let's do Yowza, 150K. 150K for Yowza, Drew. 150K.
Yeah, I think it's low.
And then, so what are you going to price Yowza at?
I don't know. I feel like it's irreplaceable.
10 mil.
The endowment effect is real. Drew's like, I'm never selling Yowza.com. It's my favorite.
I saw it on a shirt, on a biker shirt.
It's like the universe brought that shit back around to me. And then supercomputer.org, Jane, 125,000, 125K. Those are all the high end of the ranges, by the way, but that's like that's the top end. And but we'll make those available like we do. So with NameJet, same deal with the NameJet domains. We also appraise those at appraise.net. That information is actually in the spreadsheet. So if you want to download that, you'll get the age of the domain, how many back orders is at the time we ran the list, the minimum bid, the order by date, the appraise.net appraisals, as well as a link so you can get more information about, you know, the justification, ideal buyer type, stuff like that, that all pops up in the appraise.net appraisals, as well as the Estabot number, some other search data as well, and then the NameJet link to the auction itself. So we don't get any affiliate benefit, but the links are available and they're there. So hopefully it helps y'all. Not financial advice, but that's information that's out there in the universe. So, you know, for all the names that we're about to talk about today. So with that, let's go ahead and pull the list. Josh, let's start with you. What do you like or don't like on the list, man?
I want to buy QF.org. I'm going to go hard on that one.
Okay. Good luck.
Yeah.
I think I'm the largest owner of twoletter.orgs.
Yeah, I think I've helped you buy a couple, but I'm going to buy that one. Yeah. Oh, you're gonna
doubt it.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, snap.
I don't mind, you know. I think we've come to the realization in the last like 6 months that I'm happy to overpay for a lot of names, right, Drew?
There is no price that is too high.
Except when I decide that I'm willing to overpay for it.
Yeah, I would rather. Yeah, I mean,
like with Tori.com.
That's true.
That's a great name.
Good name.
Great
name. That was, I mean, I don't know. I feel like everybody was sleeping. I got Tori.com for $50,000 or something.
$50,000 That's around where you paid. But anyway, that's by far my favorite name on the list, despite the obviously Sparky.com is like the one, right?
Sparky, baby.
So, like, that's the one. I like QF.org just because I'm a big .org guy. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the room with the other big .org guy. Everyone else hates on them.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I'll talk about one more. It's a good list. It's a good list. I like a lot of the names. They're all pretty decent. Riskanalysis.com is maybe a bit of a sleeper in that list, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
I dig it, man. All right, well,
I think that's a six-figure name, Riskanalysis.com.
Okay. So how will you pay for it in auction then?
I would want to be under 10. But I mean, I sold riskscore.com this year for $100,000.
Oh, wow. What was it? Risk store?
Riskscore.com.
Risk score. Bang. That's it.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, and I can tell you at this conference, one of the biggest conversations was trust analysis of agents, video, AI. Like, everybody's going crazy, but the trust score, the risk analysis, liability associated with all that, talk of the town. Like, that's what everybody's talking about. Even MasterCard, like tokenization of the agents so that they can track them and trace them. All that, those were the buzzwords going and in the conversation over and over. Yes, yes, you've all built AI, but we're here to show you, or we're here to track it and make sure it's safe. So,
yeah, I might actually need to pay a little more for that one.
Yeah. Yep. I think you're in the right category. If you're anything to do with trust and risk, go hard. You'll be fine.
Oh, well, what else do you like, Shane, since it's on you now?
I think we're in the same one. I joked on DSAD that Dragon Tiger, you can get two great names for one low price.
Well, you know, it's funny. We got this thing, this B team.
I actually think Tiger Dragon would be a better domain.
Tiger Dragon, yeah, that might be better than Dragon Tiger. That's interesting. Well, so
I don't know. Tiger shoots fire, though. That's pretty badass.
Would you rather be a Dragon Tiger or a Tiger Dragon?
Dragon Tiger.
Yeah. You're retarded.
Are you kidding me? Dragon Tiger all day. A flying tiger.
Listen, okay, you can be a Dragon Tiger and I'll be a Tiger Dragon and I'm gonna destroy you. Like, I'm a dragon. First off, I'll be way bigger than a tiger. I can breathe fire.
So
I got
claws.
I got everything you got and more. You know what I'm saying?
Like, interesting.
Oh, by the way, I'm a freaking dragon. I can fly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I will absolutely destroy you. You have no.
I'm a tiger.
You have zero.
I'm a tiger that's also a dragon, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
it's a tiger with dragon
looking tiger. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about it.
Tiger with some dragon capability. But either way, you know, you are with that blonde hair, you are House of the Dragon.
Whichever one comes second is what you are, and the first one is just a descriptor. So if you're a dragon tiger, you're a tiger that's got some characteristics of a dragon. If you're a tiger dragon, then you're a dragon with some characteristics of a tiger. I'm a destroy you. I'm going to eat you like an appetizer. You're going to be like a bacon wrap date for me.
No, Tiger Woods was black, but Chinese, but or an Asian, but the golf came through and you know, it doesn't matter what you're half. It depends what side comes through. Maybe my dragon came through really strong in my tiger.
No, but I would agree with Drew. I mean, the second word is your baseline. That's what you are. And the first one is a characteristic where you either have some attributes of or you look like.
What about a human being?
Unless you're talking about Latin. If we get in Latin and we talk about like species names, then it's the other way around, right? Yeah. Then you like got the family first and the descriptor, the identifier second. Homo.
Drew's not a homo, but he is a sapien.
I'm all erectus, baby. You know what I'm saying? You know? So he's going hard.
But you know what? I do own homo.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. I assume it was a gift.
No, actually, I actually paid an irrational amount of money for homo.com. I don't actually know why. And I often think about it. Like, why did I do that? But You know, I kind of looked at it like, look, obviously it's got the gay implication of it, but it's also literally like Homo erectus, Homo sapien, Homo every Africana, every Homo everything. It's like Homo is literally the Latin word for human. So
yeah, it'll still be a tough brand going that angle.
But yeah, it's tough to, you know, it's tough to communicate that to the market. You know what I mean?
It's kind of tough.
Just a super liquid CVCV as well.
Yeah. 11 grand, you can get rid of it easily.
I think a repeating like oh,
how much will you get for me, Josh?
What's the floor on a repeating like like that? Probably like 20.
You don't get money.
Yeah, I was gonna say 20 to 30.
I got offered 28 today from a Chinese for Dopo, and Dopo is actually kind of in the same family because it's like, every time I hear Dopo, I feel like, you know.
But here's the difference on those kind of names is,
you know what I'm saying? It's like Dopo is going to be like, I don't know, it's like the next Coca-Cola for stupid people.
But that's where my 5Ls come in, right? So Dopo, sometimes people want to put 2 Ps. Homo, nobody will put 2 Ms, right? Mm. That's the key.
Listen, like, you got to be real Dopo if you're going to put 2 Ps in Dopo.
Yeah, but if you have DOC.
It's like Dopo. It's like Dopo.
Is that Dopo? Is that Dopo? Yeah.
Yeah, that's Dopo.
Yeah. Good point. Good point. All right. Let me get back to my names. All right. So neuronic was another one that I liked just because it's a defensible neuro AI. Probably won't go for crazy prices, but it's a good brandable.
Yeah. I think neuronic is cool. I like that.
Yeah. Neuronic's a really
good one on here specifically for you.
Yeah. I mean, Batania is another good, you know, agricultural plant, natural.
When you already got botany, why do you need botania? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I have like a million seed names. Why do you need another any of those? I just like them. Like, I think they make great brands.
Batania.
I think that Batania makes a solid brand. I think botanical is one of the best words ever. Like, botanical is just a beautiful brand. That's one I've always liked. But yeah, I like that one a lot. Fetty Wap is spelled wrong. It's F-E-T-I. It's supposed to be T-T-Y.
Trap, I'm a trap queen. No doubt.
He was in Princeton this past weekend.
Was he in class?
I don't know. Maybe I don't know why he's in Princeton. Maybe he's getting his graduate degree. All right.
He graduated out the trap.
You know, he has obvious Sparky is obvious. And the last one I'll say is temporary staffing. It's a little long, but that market's not going anywhere. Don't pretend that AI is going to take away people coming in for short term like that.
Oh, for
temporary
sure.
Temporary staffing will always be around. It's a huge industry. They do play under brand names. I doubt anybody will probably go to the generic, but if I'm a huge temporary staffing, I'm using it in SEO all the way, and it's worth a big price to work it into your marketing. So.
Yeah, and I didn't include it on the list, but temp staffing is also another name that's dropping or expiring. So I maybe it's the same person that
had I would rather have temp staffing than temporary staffing.
That's interesting because the temp staffing had lower valuations, and that's why I got squeezed off the list today. But I was going to include it to have the conversation about which name you guys think is better, but it ended up here anyway.
I think temp. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. All right, shorter. And
when you ask for it, you always ask for temp staff or temp. Temporary.
Well, that one's also available on NameJet, so, you know, keep your eyes open for that. All right, Drew, what about you? Why don't you close out the list and tell us anything else that you either like or don't like, whether we've already mentioned it or not?
I don't know. We hit everything that I, you know, I liked.
Can we talk about smart research?
No. Good name. I mean, you got, Africans.com, you got, you know, a couple billion, like, you know, they say you want to make $1 billion, you got to touch 1 billion lives. Africans.com, you can touch 1 billion lives. Yeah. Botania, we talked about, great. Dragon Tiger, worthless. You know what I'm saying? Tiger Dragon, that's something. You know
what I'm saying? House of Tiger Dragon.
Yeah.
House of Dragon Tiger. Ooh, maybe that'll be the name of it.
I mean, it could be a Chinese food restaurant. You know what I mean? No offense to anybody. That's just.
Oh, yeah,
tigers.
I'm not racist. Cool. That's real. Like, if there's golden in it, it's mostly a Asian restaurant.
Or it's like, casino.
30% of the American Chinese restaurants are called either Golden Tiger or Golden Dragon.
Yeah. Golden Slough. I
literally have a Golden Dragon. Like, the Golden Dragon, like our you know, every Saturday takeout Chinese was called Golden Dragon.
How about Happy? Happy's a really common one too. Happy something.
True.
By the way, that's so funny. A domain investor that we all know, I won't call him out by name because I don't want people to, you know, I don't know if he's trying to identify, but good dude. He owns Tiger Dragon.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. He owns TigerDragon.com.
He's probably going to be trying to get Dragon Tiger.
Yeah.
He is very active in the auction, so he probably will buy that. Now, if you got Tiger Dragon and Dragon Tiger locked up, now you got something. You know what I mean? Like,
essentially made it, really.
Yeah.
Looks like we
know where to go from there. Like,
you know what I mean? There's two-letter.coms and there's two-animal.coms.
That's,
you know,
just hang the jersey.
Oh, sorry.
Just
this was going to be my question before.
Who's got elephantgiraffe.com?
Wait. So hold on. We talk on the show a lot about our B-team animal roster, right? Because we got a lot of B-team animal names in the portfolio. Is this like C team where you have combined names? Dragon Tiger?
No, this is like that Z. This is like
fantasy land.
Yeah, this is fantasy land. That's exactly right. QF.org. I'll own shortly. And then
you know you don't spell physics with
your neuronic. NeuroNick is going to be like the we got domain registries that are like, you know, Nick. We're going to have when everybody has a brain chip in their head, there's going to be the NeuroNick. There's going to be look up the who is on the chip.
Yeah, you're just going to think about it and know if the name's available.
I got NeuroNick going right here. NeuroNicotine.
Okay, there you go.
NeuroNick. I mean, it could. I don't know. I don't know that I like it because I just sounds neurotic, right? And it's like, who wants to be around neurotic people? But
your wife,
peekaboo.org.
I don't know if she wants to. She's
I think I get it all. Now, look, sparky.com is just a banger. It's gonna go.
Like, what do you think?
It's like a yowza on 10x. You know what I'm saying? It's just fun. It's just fun. It's a great brand. It's fun.
It's going to go for more than 20 grand, I think, when it's all said and done. There's just
I think Sparky will go for like 35, 40.
Yeah, I agree.
That's where it's going to land.
Yeah. I had 50 with the guy that or person that really wants it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going over 50, boys.
Ugh. Yeah, it's a great name. It's a great name. I might buy it.
Yeah.
All right, we shall see. Sparky.com, baby.
That's why that's why Drew said like 30, 35, because he got 55 proxy in.
Looks like I'm gonna have to move some money to my Mercury account, boys.
Oh shit, it's going down. It's going down. All right, well, cool. Well, that's the list. And so good luck with everybody bidding, all those on the show and those in the audience. All right, well, let's go. We got a couple of minutes. Let's go around the horn and see what else is good. Shane, we'll start with you here in grand closing. I know you mentioned it already. Winterline is live. And what else with that or otherwise, man?
No, I mean, that's what I'm doing now. I finished my first 50-mile race last Friday. We could go Friday. And
did you do it with 4-minute miles?
No, I did do 10 hours. Oh, I was shooting for 12 hours. Like, I just wanted to enjoy myself and have fun. Yeah. But I'm under Aaron Wilkin's tutelage. Aaron Wilkin has taught me, don't call it a race. Enjoy yourself. Don't set times.
Yeah. Just,
and that's what I've done. But, you know, you got to have some goals. And I finished 2 hours earlier. I ran the next day, like after 50 miles.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt really good. So
you felt like this. So the next day, your feet were like ready to fall off.
If you saw my
sore
feet,
knees.
You should see, I have the most I have all black nails, all blister. I have the ugliest feet ever recorded. It's absolutely, I'm going to a massage here in a couple of days. I'm going to apologize for the first 10 minutes of our massage.
Yeah, you wear socks.
Yeah, it's so bad. But no, my feet, I lost all my toenails, like, well, three of
you
six.
You know, you could probably do real well on OnlyFans.
That's what my wife said.
You know what I'm saying? Only feet.
Yeah, no, it was bad. But no, I was really proud of myself. Like, I don't really get proud of myself very often, but I was really proud of myself of doing something pretty hard. And I felt good and excited. I mean, Josh heard this on his DNX, his live X-Space. I'm just excited again, man. I feel like an energy and a just across the board, whether in life. And I've always been a happy person. That's kind of my thing. But God dang, it's really fun right now. I'm having just an amazing time. It's not about the money. It's just about the whole thing. But yeah, I'm still drinking Diet Coke and doing Zen. But it's been a really good time. I'm in
your
a good
best
place.
Life, man. I get it, man.
That's it's amazing. Up, so. My daughter's gonna, looks like she's getting her PhD in December. She's gonna be done getting a job. All good, man. Like something bad's gonna happen to even it out, but we'll be fine.
Knock on wood, man. Knock on
God
wood.
God plays even Steven, but we're good. Yeah, no. All
knock
is
on wood,
good.
Things are good.
Yeah. Appreciative for the domain industry for what it gives us. Like the freedom to do these things, freedom
absolutely.
To pay bills. I don't take any of that for granted, that we all have a good life, that we can spend time with our family, do hard shit. So I'm good.
I like it, man. Good stuff. All right. Well, really quick on the, and I think Josh, you posted this, the dude that, you know, had gone through chemo and then ran the London Marathon with the weights on himself.
Yeah.
Like the,
oh yeah. I posted that on Insta.
That's, and he said, and he said, look,
the refrigerator guy or the, a different guy.
No, chemo, the chemo king, I think he's called.
Yeah.
King of chemo. King of chemo.
Yeah, so he was showing the clip of him doing the chemo treatments and then him running the race with 30-pound weights on himself. And he said the race was harder than chemo, man. He's like, you know, it's the hard things. And it's like, you know.
There's a guy carried a refrigerator, like one of those mini coolers on his back. And he said, we all have things we carry in life.
Yeah.
And he ran a marathon with that on it. So, yeah. No.
Let's go.
Yeah, no, it's exactly right though. There was a lot. That's the thing about the London Marathon, is it's not just a marathon. They all like run in suits or do crazy things. Like it's a whole spectacle, and the guy breaking 2 hours, like changing the limits of humans. It's a 4:38 pace for 26 miles.
I don't understand how that's possible. I watched that dude finish, and he was like, I can't sprint as fast as he was running.
One lap around the track, 68 seconds. He did it 108 times in a row. So think
that's
about that.
Crazy.
Can you do
a
68 second 400?
So yeah,
that's
so my oldest son, you know, tries to run these like, you know, 5 minute miles or whatever, right? And it's like, and I've tried to keep up with him for like 30 seconds, you know, like just on that kind of tip. And just that alone, you feel like you're going to fly off the fucking treadmill. So it's like the idea that the pace that these guys run at for as long
as
and
on a treadmill, it's a very different thing than running on a track.
Yeah, I know, it is. But I'm just saying like just the speed of it, right? I mean, you can go out and sprint as well, right? Same deal. But you go out and sprint and you think about how long can you keep that pace up? And that's like, I couldn't keep that pace up for 5 minutes. And if I was being chased by a bear, you know what I'm saying? let alone, oh, I'm out here just competing, you know? And I think what's interesting, I saw some stuff around like the sneaker wars around like what those guys ran in, right?
Because they were Adidas. Too, yeah.
Were they Adidas? Is that what they ran in?
Adidas came out yesterday, $500 for the shoe. Yeah.
That they ran with. And then
what about it? What a great advertising. You're about to release a shoe and the dude that wears it breaks 2 hours. Like, no wonder it sold out in 2 minutes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And Nike, it's a bummer for them because it's like they spent so much time and money, like, you know, on
the Alpha Fly. Yeah.
And
on Kipchoge. I'll tell a quick story. So when I was, I go to Kenya where these guys are from, not the second place. That's the other thing. The other guy in second place broke 2 hours and didn't even win. Like, that's
the crazy. Wild. Wait, isn't it so crazy that would happen at the same time?
That guy
never happened before. That
it
happened.
It was his first marathon too. So the guy in second, first marathon of his life. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, but he was a half marathon world record holder. Ran 57 for a half marathon. 57. We got people trying to break 2 hours. But I'll tell you,
that's so crazy. I don't know, man. It's just
on
like
a dirt track in Tambach, Kenya. There was, we have people trying to break 4 minute mile, right? We hear about this all the time. This is the goal. I go to a workout for these men. They're running 8 1-mile repeats. And 7 of the 8 repeats, they break 4 minute miles on every workout, like in those repeats. Like what our goal is, they're running just on a Thursday. So it just shows you, it's just a different level of human performance. And
I don't even know, man. That's what I'm saying. That's like insane. And then what's that look like in real life? It's so fast for so long. It's like, and do they even look like that? They just...
No, their strides are beautiful. And I can tell you this, you're going to hear people say it's genetics, it's nothing. I tell you two things. One, they're at 7,000-8,000 feet. Two, they eat a very lean, genetic-wise, they are tall and thin and have long muscles. But there is nothing else in that town. Of the town of 8,000, 2,000 of them are 220 and under runners, right? Like they're the fastest people. That's their way out. That's all they do. They live. They don't work. They train. It is their livelihood. If I told you your only way out of doing something, you're going to be better than almost anybody. You won't maybe not be that good, but you know, you're just going to go all in. So it is a lifestyle and they are, that's what they do, but it's an incredible watch. Like you just stand, if you go in there and stand next to them, you realize, okay, this is a hobby for me. Like this is, but I will say one guy told me, he's like, you'll never be the best. And I was like, that's pretty direct, dude. And he's like, no, you have a family, you have comfort, you have food. You don't have what these guys are searching for. You'll be good, but you'll never be the best. And he's right. He's right.
You know, there's definitely some parallels. We talk about domains being a marathon and not a sprint all the time, right? So there's definitely some stuff there. You know, motivation is an interesting thing to think about. You know, we do a lot of stuff with youth sports, basketball, things like that. You know, there's some interesting studies and stuff around, you know, they obviously like where the kids, you know, how they're raised, where they come from, you know, there's sort of like, and maybe running's different. Every sport's different in its own way, but you know, in some cases kids have access to more stuff than other kids. In other ways, kids have the motivation where they, you know, it really represents like an opportunity that, you know, other kids are too comfortable, you know, hey, life's easy. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't need this, you know? So it's kind of like, so then the kids that kind of come out from that are super special have an interesting kind of sort of motivation.
Dominican Republic is not, there's no reason that Dominican Republic should be better at baseball than any other place, but they're the best in the world. And it's because that's their way out. That's what they learn.
Well, and it's interesting because it's a combination, I think, of, again, access and it just sort of being a thing, right? And and then having that motivation because they, you know, have no other, you know, call it choice or, you know, in some kids,
Well, it's also just the culturally dominant sport. Dominican Republic, Venezuela, Panama, Cuba, Dominican Republic, Venezuela. Baseball is everything, way above football or soccer, way above.
Well,
it's strange,
again,
because the rest of Latin America is mostly on
sure,
soccer, like
Brazil
football.
And Argentina,
but Venezuela, Cuba, Dominican Republic, Panama, it's all about baseball.
Yeah. Well, and again, it's kind of a combination of things. But like we said, tie it back to domains. You know, domains are a marathon as well. You have to have patience. You have to be able to, you know, be willing to grind and spend the time and do the work. And, you know, and also, you know.
It's anything hard in life. Anything hard in life. It requires psychological durability. I mean, you have to be relentless. And you have to be thick-skinned, and you have to be willing to chew glass, and you have to be willing to march through the cold, whatever stupid analogy you want.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I came from nothing. My family had nothing. I had to bust my ass to get everything I had, and I can tell you firsthand, having been in both shoes, I could not build the business I built today. I could not do it. And not because of the circumstances. I actually think there's more opportunity to build it today than there was when I started. But I simply don't have it in me anymore. I literally had no choice. In my mind, there was no choice. Failure was not an option. And there's people that, you know, will sit there and chant to themselves, failure is not an option. I didn't ever tell myself failure is not an option. It was just a given. I woke up every single day knowing the failure wasn't an option. I didn't need to chant it to myself or write it on a post-it note. That's a luxury problem, okay? I woke up every single day and said, I win today. Otherwise, that's it. I don't know what the hell I'm doing next, right? And so, and that started already in the fish business, right? I didn't know anything about fish. I had I was up against people that had been working their entire year. Most of them were multi-generational in this business. I just came into it like, I'm going to tear the ass out of this thing because there is no other alternative for me. I'm going to do whatever it takes. I'm willing to do more than anybody else. I'm willing to suffer more than anybody else. I'm willing to push it further than anybody else. And no matter what I get presented with, not today, but back then, doesn't matter what you would do. Doesn't matter what you would present me with. Doesn't matter what challenge it was. I just already knew I was willing to do more. Whatever it is you're willing to do, I fucking promise you that 15 years ago, I was willing to do more. And you might have more. I always appreciated. What do you say, Shane?
What?
Dumber.
Outsmart the dumb and outwork the smart.
Yeah.
I always appreciated that. That always stuck with me because I was like, that was literally like, I wasn't the smartest. I wasn't the fastest. I wasn't anything. I wasn't exceptional in any of it. I just was willing to do more. Whatever that meant, I was mentally tough and able and willing to do more, whatever that meant, than anybody else. And every time I got to that line where it was like, this is the make it or break it, and I looked to my left and I looked to my right, I was willing to cross the line and everybody else was like, okay, I'm out. And that really defined my life. Literally, that every single time I got to that point where it was make it or break it, the others broke, and I kept pushing. And that's it. That's not to say anything about anybody else. I was just willing to go further and farther than anyone else.
Well, and I think you have to be able and willing to do that, you know, in order to be exceptional. You know, that's kind of what I remember reading something. It was like a tweet, whatever. I probably could dig it up if I search hard enough. But somebody was talking about how, you know, I think they played an instrument, you know, and it was, you know, they were told when they were like 4 years old, like, hey, if you want to be exceptional at this, you have to be willing to spend, you know, 14 hours a day for the rest of, like, you know, your life, basically. And they,
hey, you don't get to go ride the bike around the neighborhood with the kids. Yeah. You don't get to go play soccer on Saturday. You don't get to go, you know, do all the fun little things that all your other friends in school are doing, because you're going to be inside, you know, banging away on the keys on the keyboard.
Well, that's what they said. And they said that, you know, and they told him that, and as crazy as it sounded, it was actually, looking back, he said it was actually true. You know, that's what it would have taken. And, you know, and some people are just built for it and willing to do it, and others aren't. And it, you know, that carries over into all sorts of different aspects, school, business, you know, sports, you know, everything.
This is something that I did. I always, every morning at the nursery, I let the chain down and let all the employees in. And every night I was the guy that put the chain up after everybody left.
Chain. See, domain chain.
I felt that was my responsibility. Like, I'm supposed to be here the longest. I'm supposed to work the hardest. I don't pay everybody, but I take a chunk out of every money that comes through. You know what I mean? Like, the employee or the customers pay my employees. I don't pay them. The customers pay them. I just take a little chunk for taking out all the risk and putting up and down the chain, is what I'd say.
The chain up and the chain down. Yeah. That's it, baby. The chain down. Chain
so I think you're right, Drew. But I also will say this. Now I'm most scared. So people that are, you know, that have nothing to lose tend to be younger a lot of times. You combine, and I always thought, well, my experience and my cash might start to equalize that a little bit. But I've started to meet some men that are both experienced, wealthy, and fucking dragon tigers. And those guys are the ones that scare me. Like, those are the ones that they have the experience, they have the cash, and they are still working hard and love what they do. And those are the guys I'm like, you know, when I sit across from them, I'm like, I just gotta wait out your age, bitch. Like, I gotta wait for you to get old and die, because you have everything and you're a tough competitor. So I appreciate that as well. So
yeah, but that's what it is, man. Yeah. I think that's another piece too, is like, you know, you're sort of a, you know, you're some amalgamation of the five people you spend the most time with. I think you're also, you know, a lot of times where the competition drives us as well. So it's like, having true competition will be something that will push you and force you to, you know, kind of take those extra steps and get out of bed that much earlier and work that much harder. So
yeah, at our ages, we've dropped all the people that we don't think they make great life choices, right? Like our guys are mostly gone. Yeah, we'll talk to them on the phone, but our peers are kind of sitting here, right? You guys are the people I like to hang out with. I don't hang out with anybody that I don't completely respect who they are. Doesn't mean I don't have friends that aren't in that realm, but I don't hang with them. Yeah, I don't hang.
You definitely don't spend that much time with them. You know what
No, because all they're going to do is ask me for money. So.
Oh, dude. No.
You know those guys. So. It's always the same thing.
All right. Well, so Josh, we've got about 4 minutes before the show shuts down, and I think you're the only one who hasn't said much. And any thoughts on going the distance, which is, by the way, going to be the title of the show? Marathons, work, business, anything else you got going on? What's good?
No, nothing new since we chatted last week. Uh-huh. Year, you know. Yeah.
DNX, man, we can continue.
Yeah, we're just doing our thing. DNX doing a thing, you know. We're doing great. You know, you can't see everything that we're doing at the moment, but we're doing great. And
I'm excited.
I'm happy with everything and how everything's coming along. And yeah, this year is going to be exciting because, I think we go from being like the thing about us, right? And real quick is that we're going from being a tool in the business to being what I believe will be like a major player in the business. So, of domains, and we'll have more to offer. And, you know, listen, I've been in the business for a while now. I know what, you know, people that are invested in domains like to see and what they don't like to see. Mm-hmm. And, that makes it easier to build something that, you know, most people will like. So that's what we're doing.
I love it, man. Well, obviously a big supporter, and you know, we had calls yesterday. We got some stuff to talk about today. There's just, it's all good, man. And, you know, I love you in the driver's seat for that. And, you know.
Yeah. And also I've got like a dream team behind me, right? It's like, it's pretty hard. It's like, I've got Drew in my corner. I've got you in my corner. I've got Amar in my corner. And then I've got some silent people in my corner too, you know, and it makes a big difference. So
that's it.
And yeah. I got good partnerships, you know, great relationship with GoDaddy. You know, we got Cedo, we got Atom, great relationship with both of them. And these things are important. And we're working on new partnerships as well. Partnerships for things that other registrars aren't doing, which I'm excited about. So yeah, all good.
Boom. Let them know. DNX. All right. Well, that's what's up. And well, good stuff. All right, guys. Well, I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for joining the show today, as usual. And to the audience, guys, thank you guys so much for tuning in. As we say on every show, without you, there is no us. So we appreciate y'all just, you know, logging on and listening and watching and all that good stuff. And, you know, we're not hard to find if you have any feedback. So let us know what's up. And I think that's it. Other than that, I think we're going to call it for today. So thank you to everybody. We'll see everybody next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, y'all. We'll see y'all soon.